Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. Remember, we have Ram Gold. All right, and there, Mezeches Yevamos Daf Chaf Aleph. The second parak, Ketzad. The second parak has been generously sponsored for the Hatzlacha of Avadya ben Leah and his family. So the three drops we're going to focus on. Number one, on the bottom Daf Chaf Amud Beis, it was taught that Reish Lakish said, whenever you find an ase, and lo sase in conflict with one another, if you can fulfill both of them, that's preferable. But if not, let the ase be doche the lo sase. On this topic, the Gemara discusses a case where a kohen gadol did yibum to an almana, and the question whether this exempts her tzara. The Gemara brings a proof that if the kohen took the widow from a state of erison, then the yibum is valid and her tzara would be exempt. Since the kohen gadol could have done the ase of chalitza instead, this seems to refute the opinion of Reish Lakish, who holds that an ase is not doche lo sase when there's an alternative way to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara answers that Reish Lakish would reply that this principle only applies heket the mekayim of mitzvah, where a mitzvah's ase is fulfilled through the alternative way. But here, if he does chalitza, the mitzvah's ase will not be fulfilled, since chalitza b'makam yibum rav mitzvahi. Chalitza is not a mitzvah in the place of Yibum. The Mefarshim explained that the Torah provides the lesser mitzvah of Chalitza in cases when the Yavam does not want to marry the Yavama. Pointing to Rava said, Remez l'shnius min haTorah minayin. Where in the Torah is a remez to shnius for Arayos? For it was stated in the pasuk at the end of the parsha of Arayos, Ki esko ha'evos ha'el asu anshe ha'aretz. For the people of the land committed all these ha'el abominations. The word ha'el, these, indicates the Arayos mentioned earlier are severe. Makalde karachos, which implies that there are less severe arayos. Manu shnios. And what are they? They're shnios. Rav Yehuda said that shnios are derived from Kohelis, where Shlomo Melch writes about himself, quote, and besides being wise, Kohelis also taught knowledge to the people, v'izen v'chikar tikkun mesholim harbe, and he made handles and sought out and made many mesholim. And Ula said, in the name of Boaz, regarding the word handles, kodem shabbat Shlomo ha'isator domo l'chfifa shein la'aznaim. Before Shlomo came, the Torah was like a basket without handles. Until Shlomo came, it made handles for it. Rashi explains that just as handles prevent a basket from falling from one's hands, so too shnios distance one from the arayos. Two more sources for shnios are brought. And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Eisha Sechia Eim Mina Eim Mahu, is the wife of the mother's maternal brother considered a shnia? Do we say that with regard to the wife of the father's maternal brother and the wife of the mother's paternal brother, Deketzad of, where there's an element of a father in each relationship, that the Rabbanim were gozer these women as shnios, but here they would not be gozer, or perhaps once they were gozer on the paternal brother, they included the wife of a maternal brother as well. The Gemara comes to conclude that Dekolchab in the Keva Erva Bezacher Garzol Ishtam Shum Shnia, that wherever a female of any degree of relationship is a Deraisa Erva, the Rabbanim prohibited the wife of a male in the same degree relationship as a shnia. Since the pasuk prohibiting a mother's sister includes both the paternal and maternal sister, the Rabbanim goes on the parallel male relation, which is the wife of the mother's brother, either paternal or maternal. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Beis, it was taught that Reish Lakish said, whenever you find an ase and lo sase in conflict with one another, ima tayachu kaim shneim mutav, if you can fulfill both of them, that's preferable. Im lav yavo asiv yidches lo sase. But if not, let the ase be doche the lo sase. On this topic, the Gemara discusses a case where a kohen gadol did yibum to an almana, and the question whether this exempts her tzara. The Gemara brings a proof that if the kohen took the widow from a state of erison, then the yibum is valid and her tzara would be exempt. Since the kohen gadol could have done the ase of chalitza instead, this seems to refute the opinion of Reish Lakish, who holds that an ase is not doche lo sase when there's an alternative way to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara answers that Reish Lakish would reply that this principle only applies heket the mekayim of mitzvah, where a mitzvah's ase is fulfilled through the alternative way. But here, if he does chalitza, the mitzvah's ase will not be fulfilled, since chalitza b'makam yibum rav mitzvahi. Chalitza is not a mitzvah in the place of Yibum. The Mefarshim explained that the Torah provides the lesser mitzvah of chalitza in cases when the Yavam does not want to marry the Yavama. Pointing to Rava said, Remez l'shnios min haTorah minayin. Where in the Torah is a remez to shnios for Arayos? For it was stated in the pasuk at the end of the parsha of Arayos, Ki esko ha'evos ha'el asu anshe ha'aretz. For the people of the land committed all these ha'el abominations. The word ha'el, these, indicates the Arayos mentioned earlier are severe. Makalde karachos, which implies that there are less severe arayos. Manu shnios. And what are they? They're shnios. Rav Yehuda said that shnios are derived from Kohelis, where Shlomo Melk writes about himself, quote, and besides being wise, Kohelis also taught knowledge to the people, v'izen v'chikar tikkun mesholim harbe, and he made handles and sought out and made many mesholim. And Ula said, in the name of Boaz, regarding the word handles, kodem shabbat Shlomo aisa tor domo chfifa shenwa aznaim. Before Shlomo came, the Torah was like a basket without handles. Ad Shabbat Shlomo ba'asal aznaim. Until Shlomo came, it made handles for it. Rashi explains that just as handles prevent a basket from falling from one's hands, so too shnios distance one from the arayos. Two more sources of shnios are brought. And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Eisha sechiyah eim mina eim mahu, is the wife of the mother's maternal brother considered a shnia? Do we say that with regard to the wife of the father's maternal brother and the wife of the mother's paternal brother, Deikatsat of, where there's an element of a father in each relationship, that the Rabbanim were gozer these women as shnios, but here they would not be gozer, or perhaps once they were gozer on the paternal brother, they included the wife of a maternal brother as well. The Gemara comes to conclude that Dekolchib in the Keva Erva Bezacher Garzol Ishtam Shum Shnia, that wherever a female of any degree of relationship is a Deraisa Erva, the Rabbanim prohibited the wife of a male in the same degree relationship as a Shnia. Since the pasuk prohibiting a mother's sister includes both the paternal and maternal sister, the Rabbanim goes on the parallel male relation, which is the wife of the mother's brother, either paternal or maternal. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard Siman is a car, because people from Boston, Bostonians, pronounce car as ka. So here goes. When the chalitza ka, delivering the shoe, was turned back from Baston, since chalitza b'makom yibum, Rav Mitzvah, the driver almost ran over a basket with handles full of ramazim for shnios that had been dropped by his aunt Gittel, the wife of his mother's maternal brother. Once again, in slow motion. When the chalitza ka, that must be daf chaf aleph, ka. When the chalitza ka, delivering the shoe, was turned back from Baston, since chalitza b'makom yibum, Rav Mitzvah, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, komak mishata motzi asi b'lo sasi, wherever you find an asi, and a losasi in conflict with one another. If you can fulfill both of them, that's preferable. But if not, let the ase be doche the losasi. The Gemara clarifies after a challenge is brought, where a kohen gadol did yibum to an almana from erison and exempted her tzara, that this principle only applies hek the mekayim mitzvah, where a mitzvah's ase is fulfilled through the alternative way. But here, if he does chalitz, the mitzvah's ase will not be fulfilled, since chalitz b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi. Chalitz is not a mitzvah in the place of yibum. The Mefarshim explained that the Torah provided the lesser mitzvah of chalitz in cases when the yavam does not want to marry the yavama. So when the chalitz ka, delivering the shoe, was turned back from Baston, since chalitz b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi, the driver almost ran over a basket with handles full of ramazim for shnios, which reminds the Gemara brings four sources for shnios, one based on a pasuk in Kohelis, referring to handles of a basket, where we learn that before Shlomo Melk came, the Torah was like a basket without handles, ad Shabbat Shlomo va'asal aznaim, until Shlomo came and made handles for it. Rashi explains that just as handles prevent a basket from falling from one's hands, so too shnios distance one from the arayos. So when the chalitza ka, delivering the shoe, was turned back from Baston, since chalitza b'makom yibum, rav mitzvahi, the driver almost ran over a basket with handles full of ramazim for shnios that had been dropped by his aunt Gittel, the wife of his mother's maternal brother, which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies how we know that a wife of a mother's maternal brother is also considered a shnia. So once again, when the chalitza ka, delivering the shoe, was turned back from Baston, since chalitza b'makom yibum, Rav Mitzvahi, the driver almost ran over a basket with handles full of ramazim for shnios that had been dropped by his aunt Gittel, the wife of his mother's maternal brother. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf Yud Zayin, so the simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car, and we often use a used car salesman. So here goes. The non-Jewish used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 Tribe Autos, which reminds us, on the bottom of the Tessalon Amma Bay's review, to set in the name of Ravasi, if an idolater is Mekadosh a Jewish woman nowadays, we suspect that it's a valid Kedushin because he might be a Jew from the Aseres HaShvatim, from the 10 tribes. Rashi explains that Ravasi holds that a child born from a Jewish man and a Gentile woman is a Jewish mamzer, and therefore, nowadays, we suspect that every non-Jewish man from the place where the 10 tribes dwell is a Jewish mamzer descendant from the 10 tribes, and we need to suspect that the Kedushin is valid. Shmuel said that there isn't a problem. For a child born from a Jewish father to a Gentile woman is not Jewish, and there isn't a concern about the children born from Jewish women from the 10 tribes, because either they were not able to give birth because of the long, difficult journey, or because the Nevi'im declared that their offspring should be considered complete idolaters. So the non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 tribe autos sold a van to two living paternal brothers who just received a Yerusha from their father, which reminds us that the source that Ne'eshes Achiv, Shoyo Belomo, is not taking Yibum is from the Pasuk Yeshua Achim Yachtov, when brothers dwell together and one of them dies childless. Sha'aitzalem Yeshiva Achiz Ba'olam Prat Ne'eshes Achiv, Shoyo Belomo. This implies that the brothers dwelled at the same time in the world, excluding the wife of one's non-contemporary brother. Rav Yehuda then expands to the word Yachtov, together, teaches Miuchadim Menachla, joined in regard to inheritance, which Rashi explains means that they inherit each other, prat la'achiv min ha'em, excluding from Yibum one's brother from a mother. Rava said that the source that Yibum was only for paternal brothers is learned from the Gezer Shava of Achva Achva Meminei Yaakov. So, the non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 tribe autos sold a van to two living paternal brothers who just received a Yerusha from their father, who were racing to make it to the wedding of the mother of a deceased Shomer Yavam to a Yavam because they held there was no Zika. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Shomer's Yavam Shemesa Mutta Be'ima, if a woman who is awaiting her Yavam died before he did Yibum or Chalitza, he's permitted to marry her mother. The Gemara says that we see that Rav Huna holds Ein Zika. There is no Zika bond between the Yavam and his Yavama. Rashi explains that we do not look at the Zika to the Yavama as a bond that makes you like an Arusa, an engaged woman who would forbid her mother to him after her death. Daf Yud Ches, so the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a Chuppah, because Ben Yud Ches, a Chuppah, an 18-year-old, goes to Chuppah. So here goes. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah. Chuppah? That must mean we're on daf Yud Ches. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, which reminds me, Rimer holds that there is no Zika. And the reason for his ruling that two sisters that fall to Yibum to two brothers must do chalitza is because he holds asher mevatel mitzvah Yavamim. It's forbidden to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum. If Yibum was permitted, then perhaps after one brother does Yibum, the other one will die. And then the first one will not be able to do Yibum or Chalitza to the other widow because she's an erva to him, being that she is a sister of his Yavama. Therefore, Reb Meir prohibits either brother from doing Yibum and requires him to do Chalitza. So, the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that's Asa Tibim Avatal, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds that a baby born after a second brother does Yibum may do Yibum or Chalitza to the Yavama from the first brother or her tzara. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Yavama became the wife of the second brother before the third brother was born, she never fell to Yibum to the third brother. Therefore, she's not an erva to him, and he may do Yibum or Chalitza to either her or her tzara. So the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asa to be mavatal, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, and immediately sent back a message that even if the baby had been born before the Yibum, that there is Zika, and the Yavam is like a full-fledged wife. Which reminds us, Rabbi Oshia says, Chalkei Rabbi Shimon af Rishona. Rabbi Shimon also disagrees with the first mission in the Perek and holds that even if the third brother was born before the second brother did Yibum, if the second brother dies childless after doing Yibum with the Yavama, the third brother may take her since she's not considered Eshes Achiv Shloya Balomo. The Gemara explains, Kasavar Yesh Zika, Vazika Kukunusa Damya. The Rabbi Shimon holds that there is Zika between every Yavam and Yavama, and he also holds that a woman bound to a man in Zika is considered like a full-fledged wife. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. When a huge wave crashed into a yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. When a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, which reminds us, Rabbi Oshia challenged Rabbi Oshia's interpretation of Rabbi Shimon that Zika Kognusia Damya, a Zika is equivalent to making the Yavama the Yavam's full-fledged wife, based on a mission where Rabbi Shimon exempts two sisters who fall to a third brother from even doing Chalitza. Now, if Rabbi Shimon holds Zika Kognusia Damya, that a Zika makes the Yavama like a full-fledged wife, then let the third brother perform Yibum with the one who is widowed first, and then the other one should be exempt from Yibum and Chalitza, since her sister is already somewhat married to the Yavam. After several solutions to this challenge are rejected, Rav Ashi answers, either nafu bezeh or chazeh hachinami, if the two sisters fell to Yibum one after the next, that would be the case that the first widow would be permitted to Yibum. But the case here is the nafu bebas achas, where they fell to the third brother at the exact same moment. And Rav Shimon holds, like Rav Yossi Agli, who says, efsho, it's possible to be exact. So when a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, one of the Yavamas got upset when a Yavam attempted to do Mimer without her consent, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Osamai B'Yabimtov, Shulmadaitov, one performed Mimer with a Yavama without her consent. Rebbe says, Kana, he's acquired her as his wife, but the Chachamim say that he has not. And the Gemara explains that the question rests on whether we learn out Mimer from Yibum, which can be done without consent, or from Kedushin, which has to be done with consent. So when a huge wave crashed into a yacht, killing two brothers who were married to two sisters at exactly the same time, one of the Yavamas got upset when a Yavam attempted to do Mimer without her consent, while the other one overheard a group of passengers murmur, once a Yavama, always a Yavama. Which reminds us, the Gemara asked what was the Chachamim's reason for prohibiting the third brother who was born after Yibum, and answers that the Pasuk states, L'kacha lo l'isha v'yibma, and he, referring to the Yavam, shall take her to himself as a wife and perform Yibum with her, which implies a dain Yibum Rishonim aleha, that even after he takes her as his wife, the original Yibum status is still on her. Rashi explains that this means she's always called a Yavama. Daf Chaf, so the Simur Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. The Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Isser Mitzvah is a Kedusha Choletza Smol Mitzvah Bemis, an Isser Mitzvah and an Isser Kedusha do Choletza but not Yibum. And the Gemara presents two opposite Pshatim as to whom they refer to and why they use this terminology. So the Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe listen attentively to the Almana from Eretz and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol and Yibum, which reminds the Gemara as why an Almana from Eretz is forbidden to do Yibum to a Kohen Gadol. Since she's a virgin, she only has the Los Haseh of a Kohen being forbidden to an Almana. Therefore, Yavo Asev Yidche Los Haseh, let the Asev of Yibum override the Los Haseh against a Kohen Gadol marrying a widow. Rav answers that the Pasuk states, Ba'al Yabimto Hasha'ara, then his Yavama shall go up to the gate for Chalitza. Since it was unnecessary to state his Yavama, since the Pasuk already referred to her as that, it's coming to teach, Yeshul Chal Yavama Achas, Sho'ola L'Chalitza Ve'ino Ola L'Yibum. There's a Yavama who's subject to Chalitza and not to Yibum. And who is this? Chai Ve'lavim. It's one who's prohibited to the Yavam by a love. Rav's answer will ultimately be refuted. So, the Shnios and Almanos dining at the Isser Mitzvah and Kedusha Cafe listen attentively to the Almana from Eretz and tell her personal story that she was not permitted to a Kohen Gadol and Yibum, not because of a love, but because of a Gezerah, which reminds us that Rav explains the reason that an Almana from Eretz is forbidden to do Yibum to a Kohen Gadol is a Gezerah bi'a Rishona atu bi'a Shnia, a Gezerah that the Yavam not do the first act of relations for the mitzvah Yibum out of concern that he might have a second act of relations, which is not a fulfillment of a mitzvah. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.